what the fuck did I just watch? I just watched the movie Gone Girl for the second time. It's been a few years since I've watched it the first time. Maybe 3 years, 4 years. And I forgot the plot. I forgot what happens throughout the movie. I mean, I remember a vague idea of what happens. I remember that she, you know, spoilers. Well, shit, man. If you guys haven't seen the movie by now, then, you know, fuck it, you know. Basically, she fakes her death to get back at Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck and her are together. You know, she's this, you know, high maintenance, you know, creative author, and Ben Affleck's just a fucking douchebag, you know. Doesn't, you know, Ben Affleck in this movie, he's just playing the game, man. You know, he's this dude playing up his game to impress a broad. And he does, man. He impresses her and she falls for him, and he's just some basic fucking asshole, you know. And she's, you know, she's this talented creative author, and she falls head over heels for him, and he's just this basic dude, doesn't have anything going for himself, you know. Who's probably fucking his sister. I mean, come on, I think they're pretty much hinting at that. And yeah, they get married, and he makes her, they're living in New York, but he makes her move back to Missouri or some shit, man. And you know, she's like, what the fuck am I doing here, dude? Like, what am I doing here? So she's writing these books, and Ben Affleck's like, well, shit, what can I do? And she's like, well, what can you do? And he's like, well, I can open up a bar, I guess. And she's like, fine, do it. And he's like, well, I need some money. And she pays for his bar. So this guy, Ben Affleck, just a fucking loser, man. He's just a loser. But I guess he's a teacher also, or some shit, you know? So he's a teacher, and or a professor, I'm sorry. And he's fucking his student. And she finds out, you know, which, come on, man. If you're mooching off your wife, you know, the last thing you want to do is run around on her, you know? You don't want to do that. So she finds out, and she just loses it. She's like, this motherfucker, you know, I've literally done everything for this fucking asshole. And he's, you know, he's cheating on me. And apparently, you know, she got a prenup, as she should. She's the breadwinner. And he was upset about that. You know, Ben Affleck's a bitch in this movie. Come on. Well, anyway, she goes missing, and the cops are investigating it, and they find all these clues that allude to Ben Affleck basically being the murderer. And, you know, there's blood, there's all these things. And again, you know, first time, and even this time, like, Jesus Christ, man, this guy, I know he didn't do it, but fuck, did he do it? And turns out he didn't. She faked it. She faked it. She faked the entire thing. She drew blood, and she threw it on the floor, and she did all these things. She splattered blood. She planted the murder weapon, all these things. And her, again, her reasoning was that Ben Affleck's a douchebag. And you're like, fuck, me at least. I was like, fuck Ben Affleck, man. He is a douchebag. But should he get the death penalty for it? You know, like, and she's over here, like, she's going to plan her own death and this and that. And I'm like, man, this part is fucking crazy, man. She's crazy. But, you know, I they rob her and they take her fucking money. So she has nowhere to go. And it just so happens that she has a past of basically being a sociopath, I guess, man. Like, she framed this dude, one of her ex-boyfriends, for rape. Which, dude, come on. You know, like, she Well, apparently, I mean, that's what he said. He said that she raped him, but he's saying that it was all orchestrated by her. Like, she planted the evidence and this and that. It's basically the same fucking shit she's doing Ben Affleck. And there's also this other guy who she said was a stalker, you know, which is Neil Patrick Harris, of all people. And which he was kind of creepy, man. But she's like, oh, he's a stalker. But anyway, she gets robbed while she's on the, you know, hiding out. And she calls Neil Patrick Harris and, you know, like a fucking douche, you know, thirsty motherfucker. You know, he's a simp, basically. He's like, yeah. Yeah, what's up? What's going on? And he answers the phone and she meets with him and she tells him this bullshit story that Ben Affleck's an abusive guy and she had to run away and this and that. And he, of course, eats it all up. He's like, come on, baby, let's go to my lake house. And he takes her to his lake house and he's buying her all this stuff and treating her like a princess. And where it turns is that Ben Affleck gets on the news. And because Ben Affleck pretty much knows, you know, that he's being set up, and he suspects that that she's still alive. So he pretty much, you know, pleads to her. He's like, hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm a douchebag, I was cheating on you, blah 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 blah. And she eats it all up, man. She eats it all up. She says, oh man, he's sorry. He's sorry. So I didn't get back to my boo, man. I didn't get back to him. And she, you know, realizes that she's in this lake house. So she realizes there's security cameras all over the place. But she's like, man, I didn't get away from this guy. But how can I get back to Ben Affleck if everyone thinks that I'm pretty much dead? So being the psycho bitch that she is, she forms this plan. And she starts off with, you know, again, she knows that all the entrances and exits are being filmed. So she goes to one of the exits or whatever, and she puts wine on her dress to make it look like blood. And she puts, you know, she ties a ribbon around her ankle to make it look like she was tied up. And she starts screaming and to make herself being recorded, you know, she's being recorded, and she starts screaming, making it seem like she, you know, she's a hostage. And Neil Patrick Harris, his thirsty ass, gets home. You know, she was seducing him all day, playing the game. And he gets home, and she seduces him, you know. And he can't resist, you know. So you know, they start doing, and he's on top. And she takes out a box cutter and fucking slices this dude's throat, man. She straight up box cuts Neil Patrick Harris. You know, fucking Barney, man. And she, she kills him. So she goes back home to Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck is like, what the fuck, man? She's back. Holy shit, she's alive. And everyone's rooting, you know, for her. And they're not even investigating the fact that she planted all these clues. They're just like, the FBI is just like, fuck it, dude. And they're not investigating the fact that Neil Patrick Harris' throat is fucking sliced. She's just like, yeah, he was raping me and he kidnapped me and he was the one that came and kidnapped me and he was raping me, so I had to kill him to get away. And we're like, really? At least me, I would inquire. Come on, I would be like, I would have too many questions, which the detective did. But then the FBI came in and pretty much shut her up. They're like, all right, listen, come on. Well, she's home, let's leave it alone. And she's alone now. She's home with Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck, you know, they go inside. The cameras are away, and she's still covered in Neil Patrick Harris' blood, you know, in Barney's blood, you know, that she just fucking murdered this guy. And Ben Affleck is like, what the fuck, man? Are you fucking serious? Did you straight up fucking murk this dude? And she's like, I'm not going to talk to you anymore until you strip naked. And she goes upstairs and she takes a shower covered in fucking blood. Ben Affleck, you know, his pussy ass gets naked and he gets in the shower, and they're in the shower and she's showering, and he's like, listen, I'm leaving you and I'm gonna tell everyone that you're a murderer and blah blah blah. And she's like, you ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. You ain't gonna do shit. And the rest of the movie, this is near the end of the movie, the rest of the movie, Ben Affleck is just talking about how he's just gonna leave her and blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. And he's like, I haven't touched you. But she's like, oh, I found a way, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck did she do? So she's pregnant now, and then Ben Affleck, he's crying to his sister, who he's probably fucking, dude. I mean, that relationship was kind of weird to begin with. But she's like, I've known you before you were born, and they're all weird and stuff, so there's probably something going on there. And, anyway, she's like fucking Miss Popular over here. And, you know, Ben Affleck keeps telling her, I'm gonna leave you, I can't do this. And she's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. You're gonna stay with me. You're gonna hold my hand. You're gonna kiss me. You're gonna do all these things. And Ben Affleck, he's like, all right, fine. And you know what? I would too, man. Because if I was with a girl, if I was with a broad that I know for a fact she's killed someone, you know, first of all, with me, you know, unless I'm defending myself, like, you know, like she's trying to kill me and things like that, I'm not just gonna straight up hit a lady, dude. I'm not gonna do that. You know, I'm not just gonna straight up smack a bitch, you know, as they used to say. I'm not gonna do that. Now, if she's like attacking me, like trying to punch me or trying to kill me, I'm gonna defend myself. You know, I'm gonna try my best not to overdo it. I'm not gonna, you know, beat her up or anything like I would with a dude. But I mean, even with a dude, I don't think I would go overboard. I'm not gonna, you know, fucking kill someone. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna defend myself accordingly. I'm gonna use the amount of force necessary to stop the threat, basically. So with this particular woman, if I'm Ben Affleck, you know, and she's a fucking psychopath, I'm not gonna go out of my way and beat her up, you know, because I'm gonna hurt her. But at the same time, man, you're living with fear because she might poison you. I mean, she might slit your throat. I mean, dude, Neil Patrick Harris got his throat slit while he was banging this broad. I mean, am I going to bang this broad after that? Probably not. I mean, granted, you know, if it's been a dry summer and... you know, and she comes on to you and she starts doing some things, you know, I can't resist. But am I going to risk my death? Possibly. But I'm going to be cognizant of any box cutters. You know, what she did was she stuck her hand underneath the pillow and then she took out a box cutter and she slit his throat. I'm going to watch her hands at all times, for sure. But I can understand that. I can understand Ben Affleck being super, super scared. You know, I mean, even me, man. I gotta be honest with you guys. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a good relationship right now. I am. I don't have any complaints. But would I go out of my way to, you know, upset my lady over here? No, absolutely not. Because listen, I gotta sleep at night, man. You know, I gotta sleep at night. I gotta be around this person all the time. A lot of shit can fucking happen, you know? And there ain't no witnesses around. You know, I'm vulnerable. I'm not saying that she's gonna do anything, but... you know, you always gotta watch your ones and twos, you know? You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, you know, I'm not in the same boat that Ben Affleck is in. You know, I by no means think that I'm gonna get fucking murked out here like he was. I felt bad for him, man. I felt bad for him because the movie just ended. I forgot how the movie ended. You know, I was hoping that she was gonna go to prison or something, but she doesn't. It's the movie just ends with basically her, you know, grasping Ben Affleck's, you know, balls, you know, and basically squeezing him like, motherfucker, you're gonna do whatever the hell I tell you to do. And man, such a trippy movie. It's a mindfuck. I thought that the first time I saw it. I'm like, man, this is a mindfuck. Because you go in and you're rooting for Ben Affleck. And then halfway in, you're rooting for the girl. I forget her name, man. I gotta look up her name. And I feel bad. I feel bad for not saying her name. But, you know, I know Ben Affleck because he's been in some of my favorite movies. You know, he was Batman for a while. and that was a disappointment. And he was in Good Will Hunting, and he was in what was that movie, man, where he's an angel. He's an angel with Matt Damon. He was in that movie. He was in Argo. He was in a bunch of movies that I like. You know, hold on, I'm about to tell you guys his name. Fuck, man. Rosamund Pike. Is that how you say it? Rosamund Pike? I guess. Let's leave it at that. But she was the girl. She was the psycho lady. Well, I don't know if she's psycho, man. I think she's just the boss bitch. I think she basically just... Well, no, she was definitely a psycho because she killed a dude. And she was about to, you know, send up Ben Affleck to get murked. So that was pretty bad. But, yeah, man, that's a trippy movie. If you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. I know there was a book that was written. You know, people always say, oh, the book's much better, there's more detail, blah, 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 blah. And I might listen to the book. I might listen to the audiobook. I don't have time to just sit down and you know, and read a book. I mean, I guess I do, you know, in between, but listen, when I'm at home, you know, and I'm just, like, on my phone, you know, my old lady's always like, get off your phone and pay attention to your boy, to your son. And I have to, you know, I got to do that. I got to pay attention to him because, you know, he's growing up. That's on me, dude. She's not wrong for telling me that. Absolutely not. I got to pay attention to my boy, you know? And, you know, I have limited time throughout the day. I can't just sit there and read a book, you know, for about an hour. You know, the time that I do have is either at night, like right now. And I gotta tell you guys, man, I can't read in this lighting. I can't just sit here and read a book because it's dark and I'm in the den right now. So I guess I can maybe read underneath the light, but it's gonna put me to sleep. Anyway, the only time that I have to actually read stuff or to pay attention enough is while I'm working. You know, I listen to audiobooks in my car. So that's primarily how I intake literature, is through audiobooks. Which I might have to do that with this book, Gone Girl, because it is a trip, man. It really is. It takes you on an emotional roller coaster, man. It really does. And the movie is fantastic. Again, Ben Affleck did an amazing job. You know, this guy, I felt so bad for this dude, and then I hated him, and then I felt bad for him. I thought he was a douche, and then I'm like, oh, you know, he's all right. And then I'm like, man, I feel bad for this guy, man. The predicament he's in. Basically, he can't do shit. He's held hostage by this broad, man. She's like, dude, if you try and leave me, motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you. And she will. She fucking killed Barney. You know, Neil Patrick Harris. She killed this dude. That poor dude, man. That poor dude. He stepped on a thirst mine. And it blew up, man. It blew up in the worst possible way. You know, he set this girl up in his lake house. He was like, hey, I got some hair dye for you. I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that. Anything you need, I got it. And she seduced him, and dude, his throat got slit. That's hey, at the end of the day though, how many of you would want to go out that way? You know, I think he was about to, you know, finish his business too. So how many of you would want to go out that way? I gotta say, you know, me personally, if I had to choose a way to die, that would be in my top five. It would be, you know, if I had to choose, it would not be number one. I'm not going to disclose that. It's not going to be number two. It's not going to be number three. It might be number four. It might be number five. I don't know. Preferably, I would not want to die. I mean, I'm not looking forward to that, you know? I do not want to die. I can't wait for the option to be, hey, do you want to die or do you want to get uploaded to this computer? I'm going to say computer all day. I want to be uploaded into that. Upload me. You know, I want to say hello to my boy. when I'm like 120 and he's like, I don't know, 80 or something, I don't know. And say hello to his kids, man. You know, I want to say hello to my kid, my grandkids. Hold on, guys, I gotta log back in. I want to say hello to my grandkids and their kids. Can you imagine that? How crazy would that be? How crazy would that be to be like 190 or something, you know? And some random dude just comes up and he's like, "Hey, heard you're my great great granddad. What's popping? What was it like back in the year 2000s, you know? In the year 2010s. You know, like, we can read minds now. Were you guys able to do that?" And we're going to be like, "No, dude, we couldn't do that. We could not do that. We had these things, we had cell phones." And they're like, "Cell phones? What the fuck is that?" We're like, "Well, there were these computers that you held on your hand. And, you know, that's how we communicated." And they're like, "Held stuff in your hands? Like, what do you mean? Like, you guys couldn't just, like, use your mind? What, were you guys stupid?" And we're going to be like, "Well, we had to use these things, man. We had Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi? What the fuck is that?" I mean, they're probably going to have some crazy shit in the future. You know, they're probably going to have some crazy, crazy shit. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to have? And I want to see it. I really do. I want to see it. You know, I look at my boy all the time. And, I gotta tell you guys, you know, I'm a little envious as towards the future that he has. You know, I'm excited for him, I'm proud for him, but I'm also a little envious, man, because he's, you know, now is the best time to be alive. Now is the best time to be alive. You know, sure, medicine is not as good as we want it to be, but it is as good as it has ever been, for sure. I mean, you know, they have freaking commercials where you can, you know, for AIDS, you know, like if you have HIV, you know, it's you can live a healthy life. I remember, you know, 20 years ago, where that was a death sentence, man. If you got that, man, you were done. You know, I remember cancer. You know, if you had cancer, you're done. Now, you know, I have. You know, I know someone who's someone that I really look up to, and he's fighting that thing, man. He is fighting that thing, the worst kind of cancer, brain cancer. Live Like Lively. Look him up on Instagram. Again, that is Live Like Lively. He is a terrific individual, and he is currently stable, but I mean, what he is doing right now under cancer, I don't know if that was possible 20 years ago. I mean, this guy is in better shape than I am now. Let me put it to you like that. He is in better shape than I am now. Me, you know, as far as I know, I don't have any cancer. He is in better shape than a lot of people that I know that do not have cancer. He's killing it, you know? And a lot has to do with his attitude, but a lot has to do with just science nowadays. My father beat blood cancer. You know, he had blood cancer and he beat it, you know, and unfortunately my cousin, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, she died because of blood cancer, leukemia. So, again, now is the best time to be alive. It really is. And I'm not saying it ever. I'm sure in 5 years, next year, is going to be the best time to be alive. But as far as right now, it's far better than it was 10 years ago. It's far better than it was 100 years ago. It's far better than it was 1,000 years ago. Before that, I don't know. Because there's a lot of history that was lost with the Sumerians, with the Egyptians. I don't know what was going on back then, man. It was probably popping back then. To tell you the truth, it was probably a lot better than it is now. They probably had all types of cures. You know, but then that whole, you know, fire at the, you know, Library of Alexandria happened, and a lot of science and a lot of, you know, education got lost. So we don't know. We don't know what they had. They probably had some cures to cancer back then. We don't know. We don't know. We'll just have to find out. But anyway, man, that movie Gone Girl, go watch it. And if you don't want to watch it, then that's fine too. it's all just personal preferences, I guess, when it comes to movies, but it's definitely something to tune into. I think it's currently on Hulu. I don't know if it's on Netflix, but it's definitely on Hulu. That's how I was watching it. Future episodes, I really want to do like a watch along where I'll let you guys know what I'm watching and where I'm watching it on, or what I'm watching it on, and we'll do a watch along. So we'll do that, and I'll do some commentary. I'm not a movie expert. I'm just a regular dude that likes movies. I have some experience in law enforcement, and that's about it. I have some experience in life. I have some experience in parenting. I have some experience in marriage, I guess, you know. But as far as being a movie critic, I am certainly not a movie critic. But I do know movies. I've been watching them all my life. I have a good taste when it comes to movies, and I can pick out certain things that makes a movie a good movie. And the only way you can find out what those things are is by tuning in. So tune in. We're going to do another podcast, I think, tomorrow. Perhaps. I don't know. But soon, for sure. We might do one tomorrow. I don't know on what yet. But this is going to be a weekly thing. We are definitely going to do a podcast, or maybe two podcasts every week. We're going to do two or one videos on YouTube, mainly covering professional wrestling, which is a passion of mine. I like pro wrestling, and the thing with YouTube is that, you know, I can't just, I've tried it before where I make a channel and it's just all over the place. I can't do that. I need to focus on one thing, and my passion currently, besides what I do professionally and you know, my passions at home with my family and things like that, as far as hobbies go, is professional wrestling. So that's primarily what my YouTube channel is, and my one of my Instagram accounts is it's on professional wrestling. So if you are into that, please tune in. I will also have some I will be uploading some podcasts on professional wrestling where I just kind of rant on, so I'll do that. I'll also be doing some more movie reviews in the coming future. One of the first video that we had, well, the first podcast that we had was with Catherine, where she asked me questions from Reddit, which were, you know, ask a cop type questions. What would you do in this certain, you know, event? That, you know, we did that. That was our very first one. And to be perfectly honest, we were both kind of drunk. So we'll probably do a better version of that coming soon. But am I kind of drunk now? I'm not really drunk. I've had a few drinks, but I wouldn't say I'm drunk. This is where I think I need to be when I record these things. I need to be at this level of intoxication. I need to be this level of liquored up, basically. You know, I'm not drunk. I'm not, like, you know, slurring my words or anything like that. But I'm a little loosened up, you know. There's some lube in the bearings, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's pretty much it, guys. I don't have anything else to talk about. I covered what I wanted to talk about. And the thing is, here's what's cool about nowadays, about this time. This is what's cool about it, is just that I was watching this movie, and at the end of the movie, I'm like, let's record a podcast. Let's record something. You know, I want to talk about this movie. And I did. Just like that, I did. And here we are, you know, here we are. I'm recording it, and I'm working on it now, basically. You know, that's how easy it is. Can you imagine doing this in, you know, 10 years ago? You couldn't. You would have to go to a studio. You have to do this. You have to do that. 20 years ago, forget about it. You know, nowadays, literally just get on the mic, press record, and you're done. So to everyone out there, man, you know, fuck all these hesitations you have. Fuck all these worries about not getting any views or any listens or things like that. Who gives a shit? How much, what do you have to lose? If you want to do it, do it. That's it, plain and simple. What, if no one listens to this podcast, what do I have to lose? Absolutely nothing. You know what I would have been doing right now at this time? You know, what is it, 3 o'clock in the morning? You know what I would have been doing at this time if I wasn't recording this or talking to this? Just sitting here watching fucking TV. I mean, you're not losing anything. So you're not, you don't have anything to lose. Everyone has a phone on them. You can record this. You can just go on there and put out your fucking your voice, man. And if it hits off, if it's you know, Charlamagne the God, some Joe Rogan, if it's on that caliber, then guess what? People are gonna listen. If it ain't it, then no one's gonna listen. But who cares? Don't care. You know, that's my thing. Don't care. I really can care less. This is not my gig, man. This is not my passion. This is not my passion. This is not what I'm basing my life on. I have nothing to lose if this thing, you know, doesn't succeed. I have nothing to gain if this thing succeeds. Well, I would have some stuff to gain. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that my passion in life and my goals in life are not based around this, you know. This is just something that I'm doing because I was watching a movie. I'm like, hey, it'll be fun if we just record a podcast about the fucking movie, which we did. And guess what? I'm pretty happy. I am pretty happy that I did this. I really am. You know, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm not even going to touch this thing. You know, I'm not going to chop it up or anything like that. I'm just going to hit render and upload to the, you know, to Anchor. Shout out to Anchor, you know, and I'm going to release it out there. I'm going to probably tag it on my Instagram. And that's it. And if people listen to it, if fantastic. If they don't, okay, good. I'm going to keep doing this because it's satisfying. It's a form of therapy, honestly. It really is. You know, it's a form of therapy. So that's it. No more therapy for me. Follow me on Instagram. There is Officer VG, which is OFCVG. That's my main Instagram. That's the Instagram that I use primarily the most. Follow the channel Instagram, which is Culture News Media. That's where I'm going to start uploading some stuff having to do with this podcast and with my YouTube channel. So please follow Culture News Media. And shout out to my sponsor, which is the Mid-Century Treasure Hunt. Follow them on Instagram. That's the Mid-Century Treasure Hunt. Just, you know, just type it out. You'll find it. It's basically, you know, if you guys like mid-century stuff, you know, that's the place to go to. I mean, it's a new company. They're pretty much buying and selling, you know, mid-century stuff, antiques, things like that. They're buying it for the cheap and they're selling it for the cheap. That's the great thing about it. Most places, you know, they go out and they'll buy antiques or they'll buy these things and they'll buy them for nothing and then they'll sell them for like hundreds of dollars. No, not the Mid-Century Treasure Hunt. No, they'll buy it for nothing and they'll sell it for pretty much nothing. I mean, they're gonna kick it up a notch just so they can make overhead and things like that. But it's a good place. It's a good thing. Check them out. Again, that is the Mid-Century Treasure Hunt. That is our first and only sponsor currently. But that's pretty much it, guys. So please go on the YouTube channel, which is Culture News Media. That's the YouTube channel. Shout out to them. Like and subscribe. Comment. Let them know how much you hate us. Let them know what you think of us. Let them know anything you want. Just like and subscribe. Subscribe. It's not going to do anything. Just subscribe. You know, we're going to be consistent with this too. That's the biggest problem that most people have. They're not consistent with it. but we're going to be consistent with it. You know, shout out to Adam22. Shout out to Joe Rogan. We're going to be consistent with this. We're gonna bring you weekly. I'm gonna try and do bi-daily episodes. But if we can't, we can't. You know, I got a job at the end of the day. I gotta do what I gotta do. I got a kid. I got a wife. Gotta do what I gotta do. But shout out to Mid Century Treasure Hunt. Please like and subscribe on YouTube. Let us know what you think. And in the words of the legend, Ric Flair, jumping on is a lot easier than jumping off. So please jump on to this channel. Jump on to this podcast. Jump on to our sites on Instagram. Jump on in general. Peace.